here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 2nd of February, 2016. It's the birthday of James Joyce, born in Dublin, 1882, who said, "The demand that I make of my reader is that he should devote his whole life to reading my works." James Joyce, who wrote Ulysses, 1922, Finnegan's Wake, 1939, Portrait of an Artist as a Young Man, 1916, and his short story collection Dubliners in 1914. He was educated by Jesuits, first visited a prostitute at the age of 14, dropped out of medical school, wanted to be an opera star, and then he met and fell in love with a hotel maid from Galway named Nora Barnacle when he was 22, and he set the action of his book Ulysses on the day he had his first date with her, June 16, 1904, now commemorated all over the world each year as Bloom's Day, after the protagonist of Ulysses, Leopold Bloom. He convinced Nora to leave Ireland with him and elope to Europe, where he did all his best work and where they were forever impoverished, constantly relying on his brother Stanislaus for money. They had a son, Giorgio, and after that they slept head to foot in an attempt at birth control. But then Nora became pregnant with Lucia about a year later. James Joyce was a doting father, liked to spoil his kids, never punished either one of them, told an interviewer, "Children must be educated by love, not punishment." James Joyce was afraid of thunder and lightning. He'd go hide under the bed whenever it struck. And he was afraid of dogs. He walked around town with rocks in his pockets so he could throw them at any dogs who came near him. He loved music and literature, but he had no patience for art, for painting. On his desk, he had a tiny bronze statue of a woman lying back in a chair with a cat draped over her shoulders, which all of his friends told him was ugly, but he kept it on his desk anyway. One of his friends said he had no taste, only genius. He liked to drink and he liked to dance, and his daughter-in-law said that liquor went to his feet, not his head. He usually sat with his legs crossed, with the toe of one crossed again under the calf of the other. He was kind and generous to strangers. He would invite waiters to come sit down at his table. His friend Sylvia Beach said that Joyce treated people invariably as his equals, whether they were writers, children, waiters, princesses, or charladies. If he arrived in a taxi, he wouldn't get out until the driver had finished what he was saying. And Joyce himself fascinated everybody. Nobody could resist his charm. James Joyce, who said, "The artist, like the god of the creation, remains within or behind or beyond or above his handiwork, invisible, refined, out of existence, indifferent, paring his fingernails." Here's a poem for today by January Gill O'Neill, "What Love Cannot Do." It cannot save itself when it expires, like a tire's slow leak. It cannot bring back the greediness of youth, mouth on mouth, skin on skin, that gnawing, that longing you carried until the next time, and then there is no next time. You never see it coming, but always see it leaving. It waits by the door, bags packed, full of stones from your life. What it can do is mark the distance between point A and point B, which feels like a galaxy, every star you ever wished upon imploding before your eyes. What Love Cannot Do, a poem by January Gill O'Neill from Misery Islands, published by Cavan Carey Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. And by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.